producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
She's a TV star, a Broadway star, a best-selling author, a wife, and a mom. She's gifted with the memory of a superhero and the energy of a teenager. Now, here's Mary Lou Henner.
I'm Mary Lou, and I'm so glad you're here. And I am so glad my co-host for the day, Sean Kanan, he was here in December. We fell in love with him. He said, you must come back. I love that you describe yourself as a self-described nerd trapped in the body of a leading man.
Thank you so much for having me back. Oh, I appreciate it. It's great to be here. You got a theme music. All right.
Of course. From The Bold and the Beautiful. Yeah. Now, you've done a bazillion soap operas on every network.
I have. I've done four of them, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
And I know we talked the last time you were here about the craziness of your schedule and all the, you know, everything that you have to memorize and so quickly. And
I think we do a show and a half every day. It winds up being something like 80 pages a day.
Yikes.
So it's, you got to eat your brain food.
Yeah, you do.
You really do.
Yeah, you can't party the night
before.
No. You've got to be like crackling. Do you memorize your lines, you know, do you work on your lines before you go to sleep and then sleep with your script under your pillow?
So that I can learn it through osmosis?
Yes.
I wish that worked. I definitely study them the night before.
Yeah.
But really, we have kind of a system at the show. You find your actor that you're in the scene with, you run them three times, and somehow they manage to stick.
Yeah. And you probably all know each other so
exactly.
well at this point that
we
you know the rhythm.
Line.
And you know when somebody, you know, when like there's nobody home, because my acting teacher always called it, when you're with an actor on stage and their eyes tell you that they've gone to the land where elephants die, you know, nobody ever sees elephants. It glaze over. You know that person's in trouble. You can almost see like the Rolodex flip. You know, they're like trying to tune in the station or something.
Well, it's not so scary when that happens on TV where you could do another take, but as you know, doing live theater, man, there's nothing scarier.
Nothing scary, but that's sort of like the fun of it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
People like get crazy. All right, so you're on Bold and the Beautiful now. There's so many things, but you've also done General Hospital, Young and the Restless. You've written books. You've done so many movies and started, was your first big break, though, Karate Kid 3?
That was really my first big break.
Yeah.
I think I did that in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it out of an open call.
I know. 2,000 guys or something.
Like 2,000 guys. You know, the funny thing is I went to go see the casting director who was casting. And I had done a TV show, so I had my SAG card. And I said, listen, I'm a real actor. Can I read for you now instead of go to the open call? And she said, no, go to the open call. And I stood in line with 2,000 people, and the director, John Avildsen, picked me out of the line and brought me into screen test. And
yeah. Well, you're handsome, and you've got, like, a good body for, you know, like a villain.
Yeah, I studied martial arts for a long time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so you knew it. Now, I had heard the story that you also kind of intimidated Ralph Macchio the day of the screen test or whatever it was when you finally worked with him, and that's what helped you get the job.
You know what's so crazy, though? I had seen the first two films in the theater. I mean, just a year before, I was sitting in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, where I came from, watching, I think it was Karate Kid 2, in the theater, and now suddenly I'm on a soundstage in Burbank, and they said, can you try and intimidate Ralph? And so I kind of did, and I guess it worked. I'm a really nice guy.
I know. You're so nice. You're so nice and well-educated. Boston University, so many other things. And you're the father of five kids, really, like four stepchildren and your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and married to the love of your life.
So you're just a pretty lucky guy.
You're a great guy. You're
Thank
a great
you. I
guy.
That.
And we're so happy to have
Thank
you here because you're not only handsome and fun to look at and really intelligent, but you're also funny.
Thank you.
Which is a rare combination.
No pressure now.
Yeah, no pressure now. But we have to talk about one fast story.
Okay.
I know you worked with John Avildsen, the director, and it was almost, you wanted to do your own stunts. I mean, I keep going back to this because this is one of those crazy actor stories. You wanted to do your own stunts. They let you. I guess you were thrown on the ground like 20 times or something, and now you're in Vegas. And you're at a slot machine or something?
Well,
is this true?
First of all, it was an incredible honor working with John Avildsen. He had won the Academy Award for Rocky.
Right.
And he had done the other Karate Kid films. So, yeah, I was doing all my own stunts because I'd trained in karate for years.
Sure.
And I had to do this really benign stunt that had nothing to do with martial arts, where I had to stand in a stationary position, jump 2 feet, and land on my side. And what they were going to do was marry that shot with a shot of me coming through a window, which was much more dangerous.
Oh, right.
And we did it over and over and over again. And what happened was I perforated my omentum, which is a sheath of skin that wraps around your intestines. So we broke. I know. Mm. So we broke for 2 weeks. And so I went to Las Vegas, and I was with a friend. And I started getting really dizzy, and I said, you know, I think I'm going to pass out. And I passed out in the casino, and they brought me, this was Christmas Day, 1990. Uh-huh. 1990 or 1989, I can't
1989.
Remember. 1989. Mm-hmm. And they said to my friend, they said, he's lost so much blood, we don't know that we can save his life. And they'd call my parents, who flew out from the East Coast, and they said, we have to take you into surgery. And I said, what, you mean Monday? And they said, no, in 15 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Isn't
and,
this an amazing story?
Yeah, it was a pretty heavy deal. But I wound up finishing the film and doing all of my own stunts.
You almost felt like they were going to, I mean,
well, yeah, no, they told me they were going to replace me. Yeah. And they had just enough of me on film that, you know,
it could have gone either way.
It could have gone either way.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I'll get myself back to the set. Give me a week. And so I had myself discharged. They call it, what is it? Against AMA,
yeah.
Against medical advice. And I came back to the set and I still had all the staples in my stomach. And so they decided, okay, we're going to have a stuntman do all your karate, but we'll use you for the close-ups. And so they had hired this stuntman who was a really nice guy, but he hadn't studied martial arts the way I had.
Wow.
And it was really hard, and I finally was able to convince them that I could do it myself, and they let me, and I did.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, and John Avildsen was quoted as saying, you know, he's such a great guy, it's hard to find somebody like him. We'll do that. Well, more with Sean Kanan. I'm so excited that you are here today. We're going to weigh in on a lot of different issues, and we're also going to have the author of Swiped. And just as we were going into the show, I found out I had a fraud alert, so maybe he planned it. I don't know. But Swiped a little bit later in the program. More with Sean Kanan coming up.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever. Check Sunday's newspaper for a coupon.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bella with 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99. And all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
I like things easy peasy, so when I need a few things, I go to Walgreens. Because schlepping my way through the grocery store when all I want is milk isn't my idea of a good time. Good thing Walgreens is just around the corner, so I can pop in for essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste. Easiest errand ever. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with Card Mars Mini Bonus are 2 for $5 or $3.79 each, and Campbell's Chunky Soups are 2 for $3 or $1.99 each.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
News, advice, and entertainment. You're listening to the Mary Lou Henner Show.
Okay, and you're also listening to my fabulous co-host today, Sean Kanan from Bold and the Beautiful, and so many other things. And one of my co-hosts the other day, Josh Wolf, I got to do his Fairly Normal podcast. So everybody should check it out. Just go check it out on Fairly Normal. I guess you just do Fairly at Fairly Normal. At Fairly Normal Pod. So check that out as well, because that was a lot of fun. It's great the way people are now, there's so many different delivery systems for mm-hmm. actors, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, because of online right. and, you know,
YouTube
Netflix
channels,
and YouTube channels you know. And your kids' Wii and, you know, everything else that right. you go through. It's great. Apple TV, all those different things. And it's so different when you started in the business as a kid, or I started, you know, many years ago. And I think it's great for actors, don't you?
I think that's the biggest thing people say to me is what can I do to get myself started in the business?
Mm-hmm.
It's like create your own, you know, your own vehicle for yourself.
Yeah.
And if you can't get in a play and if you can't get an agent to send you an audition, you can always take your iPhone,
right.
and film a scene and post it to a YouTube channel. And, you know, now we've got so many YouTube stars
right.
that you're now seeing in films and on TV shows.
Yeah. I know. It's yeah. crazy. They have, you know, there's a lot more power in social media than people
right.
realize. Mm-hmm. You know, and you don't have to, you know, you had to show up 2,000 people and for Karate Kid 2,
right.
and that's what started it all for you. Well, someone who definitely had a very long career in show business passed away yesterday, mm-hmm. and Ed Vigoda, of course, you probably know him as Tessio. From
Sal Tessio,
yes,
from The Godfather.
From The Godfather. His face just broke your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his face, you like looked at him and when he was about to go and you knew that he knew he was about
to
die.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's And also, he was on Fish, of course. I mean, he was on Barney Miller and then Fish. Right. So he had
we were
a
talking
about career.
He was one of those guys who looked old. Like, back in the 70s when he did Fish, he still looked like an older guy.
Right.
And he lived a long life.
It's funny, like, when somebody is a character actor and they grab that part or they have, you know, people get to know him, not only from films but from television, they just work forever. I mean, he was still, you know, working in a lot of ways.
That's amazing. Really, it's probably what kept him, you know, kept him young.
Yeah.
Even at 94.
Yeah, kept him going. Well, I had the, you know, I mean, I know he did The Godfather, and I know he did Barney Miller and Fish, but I got to work with him in Cannonball Run 2.
Right,
so just saying.
No.
Just saying. Also, Alex Rocco was in that, one of the nicest guys ever, who was also in The Godfather.
Mo Green.
Mo Green. Now, is Godfather one of those movies for you, Sean, that if you're, you know, walking around and you turn the TV on and bam, it's The Godfather, you just end up being an hour late?
Yeah, I think it's an unwritten guy rule that if The Godfather comes on or if Rocky comes on, you have to stop and you got to watch
it. You got to watch
it. You get kicked out of the guy's union if you don't.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Sexist.
Right.
It's for me, too. Godfather's one of the, I've probably seen Godfather. It's no matter when you come in.
Right.
And then you're
right.
Riveted, and then you find out Godfather 2 is right after.
Right.
So you call the people and say, well, let's order in and watch Godfather 2. You know, it's like, and it's always at Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Right. And I'm even one of those people that didn't hate Godfather 3. I actually thought it was not a terrible movie, so.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And Andy Garcia's in that one, so, it's, you know, it's really great. I mean, just the music, it's so evocative, and it's just
beautiful.
That you can't believe. Yeah, it was just, they were all in the same movie. You know, it's just, I never looked at a baptism the same way, you know.
You know, I actually did a film that Julie Pacino, Al Pacino's daughter, directed.
Oh, wow.
And Julie was the little baby in the baptism scene. That was Al's actual daughter. And I filmed this scene in that, I think it's, is it St. Patrick's Cathedral?
I think so. I'm not even sure.
It's down on, like, Mott Street or something. And I was, like, so excited to be filmed.
No, St. Patrick's. Isn't St. Patrick's the one that's on Fifth Avenue?
Maybe. Okay. Whatever it is, it was the Godfather one.
Okay. We make up things.
But I was so excited to be there.
Yeah. No, that's incredible. Yeah. Oh, so does she say, oh, that's where I got
she
my
She said, that's where I got my start. Yeah.
That's something. Yeah. No, it's just one of those most perfect movies.
Perfect.
And it holds up. It just holds up in every single way. I think period movies, no matter when they are, if they're not of the time that they were done, like Singing in the Rain will always be a classic musical because it's not about, you know, it's not about the time. It's like not a 50s movie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then the ultimate 50s movie, which is Grease, you know, musical, that was done in the 70s, but it had, you know, that 50s quality to it and stuff.
Right.
So.
And now they're redoing Grease as a musical?
It's totally a musical.
Vanessa Hudgens and, I mean, on Broadway is what I meant, not a musical.
No, they're doing it live.
They're doing it live
this weekend on Sunday.
Wow.
Live on Fox Sunday.
Because it stands up.
Mm-hmm. It does. And did you know I was in the original company of Grease?
I did not. Who'd you play?
I played Marty. Do you know the play or do you know the movie?
I know the movie.
It's very different.
Oh, it is? Okay.
The play is so much more of an ensemble piece because everybody gets a song.
Did you sing?
Oh, yeah. Freddie, My Love and everything else.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And then I was one of two people who ended up doing it professionally later on.
Wow.
So that's another whole story.
That's a good story.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. And that's how I met. I mean, the second time I did Grease was for the first national company, and that's where Jeff Conaway was playing Danny Zuko, and Johnny Travolta was playing Duty.
Oh.
And so it was very different.
Okay, they switched parts.
Anyway. Okay, so Abe Vigoda was just one of those classic actors, and I know also, Sean, that, and you remember the scenes in The Godfather where you go in front of Congress and there's kind of, you know, the big scene later on in Godfather 2. I know that you also spoke in front of Congress.
I did sort of. I went to Washington, D.C.
Well, not that, maybe not in that.
I went to go, I addressed our California congressman, Berman was his name.
Howard Berman.
Howard Berman, yes, thank you. And I went to go talk about bullying there. And it's, you know, it really is an exciting thing as sort of a non-politician to go and watch our political, you know, body in motion and to actually even on a very limited level get to be a part of it. And as you know, because you've addressed them several times, to talk about something that's really important and feel like your representatives are actually hearing you and maybe we'll be doing something about it.
Yeah, and you don't just feel like an actor for hire. You know, you don't feel like, oh, let's bring this person in because, you know, they might have some impact. You really feel passionate about what you're doing. So your bullying thing, because I think it's good to refresh everybody in case they didn't get to hear you last time you were on the show. Why is it so important to you, the whole bullying?
You know, I was actually bullied when I was a kid. I had a real bad go of it from about the time I was, I don't know, about 5 to 8 years old.
Wow.
And it was pretty difficult. And
why were you bullied? Was there a reason?
You know,
was it just bigger?
I don't know. I went through a period where I was kind of a chunky kid, and I went through another period where I was the new kid at school. You know, I take your choice.
Well, also, I think you were probably handsome kid, assuming. And so, you know, like, they might pick on the new kid that's going to come and steal some of the, thunder from their little group.
I don't know exactly why, but I just remember thinking that if I could ever do something about it, I was going to do it. And,
that's great.
And, you know, I'm the young man's youth ambassador for a charity called Buddha Bullying, which is really great because we actually go into schools.
Wait, just so the audience can hear you. Boo bullying.
B-O-O. B-O-O, the number two, bullying.
Yeah.
And we go into schools and we start a dialogue. There's sort of a triangle that goes on. You've got the kids being bullied, the kids that are watching kids being bullied, and the bullies.
Right.
And we go and we start a dialogue that gets all of them talking. And, you know, by the end, it's pretty cathartic for all of them. And it's very, very grassroots. Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. If you want to talk to Sean, call us live at 844-4-HENNER, 844-4-HENNER, H-E-N-N-E-R. Because I'm sure you want to weigh in on bullying as well. It's you never forget it.
Mm-mm.
You never forget either being bullied or watching a bully. And probably the bullies don't forget either.
You know, it's funny because when I played the bully in Karate Kid, it was strange for me because I was on the other side of it.
Sure.
And you know, also having kids, you watch them go through stuff, and you know, you always hate to see your children have a tough time of it, but it's such a reality.
And you have girls. I mean, you have so much estrogen. You have twin stepdaughters. You have your daughter. You have your older stepdaughter.
Right.
You have one
I have a stepson, yeah.
But is it worse today? Do you feel it more as the parent?
I think it's worse in the sense that now there's cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying
with you know, the hit of one keystroke, somebody sends a nasty picture or a nasty statement to the entire class.
And safely. You know,
safely,
because they're
anonymous.
It's anonymous.
Yeah,
but people know.
Yeah, and also, it's 24. You know, when I was younger, if you got bullied, it was like during school or after school. Now it's 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I know.
At night, it doesn't
stop. Kids could wake up in the morning or get it right before they go to bed.
Right.
No, it's terrible. It's really, it's really a shame. And then there's and what's so awful about kids and doing it online is that kids don't even realize how much it is forever, and you can't erase it if you want to bring it up again. And it's also the kind of thing where kids send pictures and stuff, and those go viral.
I do think, as bad as it is, though, that there is some evolution going on. I mean, you know, that their kids are more accepting of having gay classmates or having, you know, kids that are transgender.
Right,
so,
right.
A little bit of each.
Yeah. So many things going on. All right, well, more with Sean Kanan. We're going to talk about that new PETA ad. Oh, my gosh. That's pretty crazy. We can't show it, but we can certainly talk about it a little bit. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, are you being watched on computer? Because that is possible today. More with Sean Kanan. You're listening to the Mary Lou Henner Show.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation and enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's SmartLook feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
At JCPenney, we're going all out with all new Red Zone Clearance markdowns for the whole family. Like 60 to 80% off select outerwear, sweaters, boots, cold weather accessories, and sleepwear. Plus, get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or 15% off with any other form of payment. To download our app for coupons, this clearance event is not to be missed. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 128-130. Some exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or visit the store for coupon and sales. Selections vary by store while supplies last. Clearance percentages are based on regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Joe Montaigne from Criminal Minds, and I'm here with my pal from Chicago, Mary Lou Henner. Listen to her show. I do. We all talk like this.
Oh, Joe is so great. He's just great. And I like that you have that, like, slow kind of sexy music going on, because there is a PETA ad that is so outrageous. I know it's not going to be on television.
Absolutely not. It was hot, though.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy that there are, it's like two screens. The screen on the camera, you know, camera left is a couple kind of getting it on, and, you know, after a few seconds, the guy, you know, whatever, fails, whatever. And on the right side of the screen, there's a guy that the two of them, all these different, you know, forever and ever throughout the whole commercial.
Circus act.
It's circus act. And it's basically saying that, you know, meat eaters, vegans make better lovers. Oh, the guy on the left who peters out, he's a meat eater, it says, and the other one is named vegan. And it says, you know, it's basically like last longer, go vegan, right?
Right.
And what they're really talking about is that when someone eats a lot of animal products, their veins constrict differently, and it's not that good for them, and they usually don't have stamina, believe it or not, and they feel full, etc. So I guess, Sean, because you are, you know, you've played a lover, a fighter, so many different things, and all leading man in all of your soap operas, when fans come up to you and say, hey, man, you know, any tips in the bedroom or anything that you think would definitely work for me, what do you tell them?
Well, my big thing about meat eating is if you're going to engage, just don't take a girl out for a huge steak dinner, because nobody does well with a 2-pound steak sitting in their stomach. But I'm a meat eater. I don't know. I can only compare, you know,
yeah.
My deal.
Yeah. Right.
The meat doesn't really seem to hold me back.
Right. No, that doesn't seem like anything would hold you back. But I do think that, you know, the thing is that because our bodies, the hardest thing that we have to ever put our bodies through is digestion.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to take a lot more energy to digest a steak than it is something lighter, whether it's even like a piece of fish or, you know.
I just think if you're a vegan, you probably have like better breath, you know, you don't have meat, you know, you know what I mean? I just think it's healthier. It's cleaner.
True. Did you ever do like an entire all protein diet like for a while?
Yeah, like a paleo?
Even stricter, like, you know, Atkins.
I'm actually doing one right now.
To lose weight?
Yeah, I'm really trying to, and it's hard.
It's hard.
Because you miss grains and
your body, you know, think about your teeth too. You know, you're not a carnivore. You don't have every teeth doesn't have like sharp incisors.
Right.
Like you look at a wolf or you even look at a dog's teeth.
Right.
They're very different. My sister and I, you know, before I figured out the way I should eat, which is a plant-based diet, and it served me well. I lost 54 pounds, never put them on again, lowered my cholesterol over 100 points, never raised it again. And it's something, you know, I'm not one of these actresses who goes up and down in her weight. I'm always kind of consistent. But it took me many years of experimenting. And my sister and I both went on Atkins in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the worst breath. We would, like, look at each other and go, your breath stinks.
You know why, don't you? Because it's your ketosis.
Yeah.
Right.
So your kidneys are working hard. You know, so we'd wonder why we didn't have dates.
Right.
We figured it out as we were sitting home on Saturday night eating our pork rinds. Because remember, that was the big snack. Atkins snack was like pork rinds. So.
I keep toying with the idea, though, of segueing into a plant-based diet.
Uh-huh.
I love a good steak, and it'd be really hard to give up sushi.
Yeah.
But it just seems like such a healthier
thing
to do.
We'll do it, you know, a couple of days a week and see how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, what's taking out the trash? You know what I mean? What's kind of going through your body and giving you that kind of fiber and the wet food?
Is that a good way to start? For instance, you know, say 2 days a week, I'm only going to do plants.
Yeah,
and then
see how
phase
you feel.
It out slowly. Okay.
Yeah, see how you feel. And, you know, you judge by the results.
Right.
You know, you kind of like test the waters. And you know, pay attention to what you're eating when it doesn't matter, so that when it does matter, mm-hmm. you know what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, every day you're in the laboratory of your life. This is just an experiment.
Right.
You know, you try it, see what happens, and then judge by the results, you know. So, okay, speaking of judging by results, if you are a pizza lover, they are saying that your favorite pizza toppings say certain things about your dating life. And I know, Aaliyah, you were very excited about this because you love Hawaiian.
That's my favorite
type of pizza.
Yeah.
Right. Well, actually, you know what's good about the Hawaiian? Is that the pineapple in the Hawaiian helps digest the cheese, because the bromelain in the pineapple is one of the best digesters for heavy cheese things. So that's pretty good. But it says you're wild and love to try new things. You probably love to get out there yourself and do everything at least once. Are you an adventuress?
I think that I am, yeah.
You're trying a thing?
Yeah, I think that I like the description because it makes me want to live up to that. So, that's why I like it.
Yes. Okay, now, so you are a meat lover, so but for your pizza.
I don't like it on my pizza. You know, I subscribe to the old adage that, you know, pizza is like sex. When it's good, it's great. When it's bad, it's still pretty good. So I'm doing my...
Spoken as a man.
I'm doing my all-protein diet now because I've had trouble turning pizza down in the past.
Yeah.
But I actually like, you know, I lived in Italy.
Oh, yes, you speak fluent Italian. You were saying when we were in our little pre-pro meeting, it's like, oh, you have to go do an interview.
In Italian.
In Italian. Yeah. That is so cool. Yeah. I think that's what I love about you. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I've always loved studying languages. I've been studying Italian for years. I'm studying Japanese and Russian right now as well.
Wow, so you really have
I try and, do it. But anyway, back to the pizza. So I like really thin pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I like really, because I think we eat too much bread in the United States. And, you know, you get these commercial pizzas like, I mean...
Too thick. And then it's white flour.
It's too much white flour. Yeah. And the Italians, you know, they eat them all the time and they don't get fat because it's extra virgin olive oil and real thin and it's tomatoes that are grown on the vine.
Of course. So. Did you ever have in the original pizza place in Naples? Did you ever go to where it started?
I've had pizza in Naples many times. I don't remember specifically where it started.
I think that's what they said.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I don't know if that's
true. Yeah, you know the pizza, the margherita pizza, mm-hmm. was actually made as a tribute to a queen named Margherita, the Italian version of her name. But it was made as a gift from the Italians to this queen. And so
I don't think it had cheese. The first margherita, I don't think it did either. I think it was just tomatoes.
It was just tomatoes.
Yeah, I like a thin crust too. But I like gluten-free rice flour thin crust. But I love, you know, with day of cheese. And I mean, pizza's a great thing. But
it always
tastes
extra sweet to me, though.
I don't know why,
but the crust tastes a little sweeter than normal to me.
You know what else makes a great pizza crust? Believe it or not, cauliflower.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so, well, cauliflower is a great vegetable anyway.
Now, how do you do that? You have to go.
Oh, you chop it up, and you know, there's different ways to pat it down and make it and bake it.
And it's malleable and bakes really nicely.
It's pretty, I don't know that you can roll it. Well, you kind of roll it out. Yeah.
All right.
It's cool. No, it's like a really good thing. All right. I don't know if you're into Girl Scout cookies, but make sure you read the labels of everything that you might eat. But really make sure if you're getting Girl Scout cookies, I know they're about a paragraph big. They're like a whole two sides of a box. But they are changing. They're actually made in two different locations throughout the United States. So the Girl Scout cookies from one location have different ingredients, even though either the names are the same or the names might be different. It's like, so, you know, there's like stuff going on with the Girl Scout cookies.
It's kind of like that commercial with left Twix and right Twix.
Yeah, for sure. Now, were they Girl Scouts?
I didn't, you know, I wasn't married to Michelle when her kids were of Girl Scout ages, so I don't know.
Right.
Mine was not. I do know that I'm a big fan of the Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, okay. Well, when you go off your... Maybe they'll make your paleo or vegan or gluten-free. Girl Scout cookies, they have to go gluten-free, and if they do, you know, I think... Because everything is gluten-free these days. All right, more with Sean Kanan. You're listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show, and I'm Mary Lou.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
At JCPenney, we're going all out with all new Red Zone Clearance Markdowns for the whole family. Like 60 to 80% off select outerwear, sweaters, boots, cold weather accessories, and sleepwear. Plus, get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or 15% off with any other form of payment. To download our app for coupons, this clearance event is not to be missed. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 128 to 130. Some exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or visit the store for coupon and details. Selections vary by store while supplies last. Clearance percentages are based on regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Mary Lou Henner 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3714. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3714. Now you can listen to Mary Lou Henner when you want. Bookmark the Mary Lou Henner 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3714. Got it? Call 605-477-3714.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
No taxi fare needed here. It's time to take a ride with Mary Lou Henner.
Okay, something crazy happened when I was working on a movie called Noises Off many years ago with John Ritter. And John Ritter was unbelievable comedian and physical comedian. I mean, I don't think there's ever been anybody better. I mean, just crazy. I saw him fall down the stairs like a bunch of times, you know, and then he somehow landed on his feet and it was like a great, brilliant comedy bit. Well, he got a fan mail. This is 1991 that we worked together. He got a fan letter from somebody who said, you are, somebody actually wrote this to John. He showed it to me. He said, the man wrote, you are stealing my life. When I watch you on television, you are making every move that I am making in my own life. Do you have a camera in my house? Have you set up? I mean, the guy was crazy, of course. But John, we were, and so the rest of the day during rehearsals and stuff, we were all like going, hey, you know, we were like grabbing, doing all these crazy things. Well, now it's not so crazy. People can actually be watching you and finding you, and there are ways to, like, they said they have, like, webcam. They show feeds from sensitive locations like schools, banks, marijuana plantations, labs, and babies' room. You have to be, babies' rooms, you have to be very, very careful. But there's a thing called Shodan. Members who pay the $49 monthly fee can search the full feed at image. I mean, it's like Big Brother. Yeah. We're all on Big Brother and we're not getting paid for it.
Well,
it's crazy.
It's a trade-off, right? I mean, we have all these great technological things at our disposal, but, you know, in the wrong hands, they're scary.
It's the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
People are doing all kinds of things. We're going to have a guy on the show a little bit later. He's written a book called Swiped, and it's about identity theft and how we can be protecting ourselves and, you know. And as I said before, I got a fraud alert on one of my credit cards right before the show started today, and I thought, did our guest do that on purpose? Is he watching me? Yeah. Did he make that happen? You know, it's so great when people call you. One of the cards, well, this happened to me a couple, you know, years ago. I got, you know, everybody gets these things, these fraud alerts. So one of the fraud alerts that I got, I said, well, where was it from? And it was something, something House of Leather. Right? And I went, oh, I know that wasn't mine. I don't wear leather. It's funny. Yeah, it's pretty crazy what is out there for people. Okay, do you have a healthy bedroom? You know, speaking about sex and bedrooms and stuff like that. Because a lot of times people, now I bet you, you know how like marriage, and you've been married twice.
Yes.
I've been married third and final husband I'm on right now. It's a negotiation 24/7 because it's not like, oh, you go to sleep. Overnight is a negotiation. You live with someone, it's temperature,
right.
It's side of the bed, it's the cover layout, it's socks or no socks, pajamas or no pajamas. There's always stuff going on. Are you and your wife in sync?
We are now. I'm going to preface this by saying that I don't believe this is one of your sponsors, but my wife called me about 3 months ago, and she said, I got a gift for you. Get home now. I get home. She got one of these Sleep Number bed things.
Oh, I see.
But here's the great thing about it. It's not the hardness and the softness. The bed that we have now can either have a heater or an air conditioner on it.
I see.
And, you know, I've always heard that a man and a woman sleeping together is like a polar bear and a snake. One's always cold and one's always hot, right?
Right, right.
So my wife's always turning the heater on her side of the bed, and I've got the AC going, and like now we sleep.
They sleep well.
So now the sleeping is great.
Yeah. Oh, that's
good. But you're right. It's a negotiation otherwise.
It's a negotiation.
Give me the
otherwise.
Covers.
You know, I mean, I love to sleep in a room that is pitch black.
Pitch black.
Pitch black. I don't even want to
see. I bet you love hotels.
LED. Yes.
AC up. AC up.
Yes. I like
blacked out curtains.
I like to sleep cold, so I'm breathing cold, but
yeah,
but I like, you know, dark. In fact, a lot of people might not know what this is, but I would travel when I had to go on location for a movie or something. I would travel with one of my suitcases.
With Dubuque.
Dubuque. Dubuque. I swear to you.
Wait, explain what Dubuque is.
Dubuque. Okay, let's say you're doing a movie.
Right.
And you're, you know, the scene is a night shot, but you're shooting inside somebody's house.
Right.
So they cover the windows with Dubuque, and then what happens is, you know, it's black. It's like blackout.
Thick velvet. Thick. Heavy. It's heavy.
It's not even like.
That's gangster. It's something Elvis would do.
That's gangster, baby.
You don't want to use tinfoil. You know, people might get the wrong idea.
I can't believe you're saying that. Wait. Here's the thing. I was performing in Las Vegas, and they got me this great house. I was performing the Broadway show Chicago at the Mandalay Bay, and I went, oh, this is such a nice house, but there's a skylight in the bedroom.
Oh,
I'm getting home. I'm doing two shows.
So
my husband, my second husband at the time, very accommodating, he got up and put aluminum foil, tin foil on the windows. Now we get a letter from the neighborhood association saying, you're bringing down the property value of the neighborhood.
Oh my
we can
God.
See the aluminum foil on your, you know, thing. So you know what I did? I ended up sleeping in the closet. I got a little bed for myself. They had a little walk-in closet. That's where I slept, in the closet.
I've done that, too. Because it's the darkest place there is.
Okay.
On the floor, in the closet.
I'm convinced more than ever, because you have the same, you have very light eyes.
Yeah.
If you have light eyes, as soon as there's a crack of light, we're up. And I love being awake. You know, I love being awake. But if I have to sleep because of my voice, I'm performing late at night or something, I have to be able to sleep past the first crack of light.
You know, one thing I'm guilty of, people talk about sleep hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that, you know, when you wake up in the morning, the really important thing to do is, like, throw your curtains apart so that What's it called when, you know, the way our body acclimates to the sun and the daylight? I forget what the...
You mean like seasonal...
No. It's like there's a word about it, which, anyway. And I'm guilty of sometimes like leaving the curtains so dark. It's dark, and it kind of throws you off, you know?
Yeah.
You need to get up out of bed in the morning.
You mean when you get up?
When you get up, yes.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It depends on where the exposure is, mm-hmm. because I feel like, yeah, air out your bed and
right.
stuff like that, and open your windows if you can. But sometimes... If it's too sunny, then it gets too hot.
Then it gets too hot, yeah.
It gets too hot.
Yeah.
Oh, these are such problems for those of us in California.
These are high-end problems.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Now, what about music?
I think music's...
To sleep all night? I mean, I don't want to hear things all night.
Michelle and I usually watch TV. Like, we binge watch on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll find a show that we're into, and then we'll watch that until we go to sleep.
Right. What are you watching now? Anything?
Right now, I'm watching Fringe. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't.
Fringe is with this terrific Australian actor named John Noble.
Uh-huh.
And it's really good. And then I got really into that documentary about Stephen Avery. I mean, everyone's
been,
my
gosh, Making a Murderer.
Making a Murderer.
Yeah, that was fun Christmas fare.
Yeah, a lighthearted romp.
Oh, that's
but you know, sometimes, and you know, you're talking about ways to make your bedroom healthier and all that.
Right.
Sometimes I'll just say to Michelle, we are lighting a candle, we're throwing some really nice music on, we're not watching The Idiot Box.
Right. It's going to
You know what I mean?
Because you've got so many kids living with you in your house.
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
And I don't know if you have like a privacy, you know.
That's why I have deadbolts. No.
No, sometimes, you know, kids. Well, there's that famous Modern Family episode, remember, where the kids walk in on the parents.
Oh, no.
And it's like they won an Emmy for it.
Fortunately,
I mean, that's what they won their Emmy.
Happened
and
yet.
So people always ask Steve Levitin, did that happen? And, you know, he always says that. So then one of his kids is a good friend of my son Joey's. They're in an improv troupe at Northwestern together, and I said, you know that episode? She said, my sister.
Oh, no.
My sister.
Oh, God.
But it became a very famous...
Fortunately, that hasn't happened. I'm sure it's going to happen within the next week now that we're discussing it.
Oh, you mean we're pulling it into the universe or
the
something
secret.
Like that?
Yeah.
No, it's tricky.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tricky with kids and stuff, and you know, you have
dividing to be your time between being parents and, you know, remembering to nurture your marriage.
Yeah. No, because I think a lot of couples lose that, and that's so important not to. You've got to, like, have... The time, you know, with your person.
For
There's
sure.
no question about it. Yeah, no, it's very important to do that. And I think especially, you know, post-holiday and it's school years and, you know, it's not just vacation time. So many other things. You are so much fun, Sean Payne. We can talk about anything here.
I love talking to you.
Yeah, it's a blast. And you can call us at 844-4-HENNER, H-E-N-N-E-R. And check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Mary Lou Show and The Real Mary Lou. And Sean, what's yours?
At Sean my Twitter's at Sean Kanan. Yeah,
S-E-A-N-K-A-N-A-N.
K-A-N-A-N. So please follow me.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, people are going to follow you anywhere. I mean, we're getting all this activity here. You are listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show, and I'm Mary Lou.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.